The prolonged lockdowns in New South Wales, Victoria and the ACT have been devastating, not only for cafes, restaurants and clubs, but also for the companies supplying the food. Those in the multi-billion dollar food distribution industry say revenue's down 70% and warn thousands of tonnes of product will have to be dumped because they can't find a market. Gavin Coote reports.
Colin Passfield's been supplying food to shops, schools, cafes and clubs right across Greater Sydney for about four decades. The Delta outbreak has meant most of his customers aren't really operating.
And the biggest problem is that most of those mum and dad stores who were open after the first closed down, a lot of them are closed down. Not sure if they're going to reopen or not, but it's affected us a lot more severe this time than in the first time.
It's left him with masses of fresh and frozen food products and no alternative market.
We've got tens of thousands of dollars worth of perishable goods we've had to throw out, and we're still throwing out stock as the weeks tick down on the use-by dates. Our clients are the same. They had tens of thousands of dollars when you add it all up through a couple of hundred stores that have closed down. They've had to throw all that stock out. So we've donated some food stock. We've put it on social media, but basically we just can't get rid of it.
As the lockdowns in New South Wales, Victoria and the ACT linger, food wholesalers and suppliers are growing more worried about the slump in business. Brad Lee is the CEO of NAFTA, a cooperative of more than 70 food distribution outlets. He's also deputy chairman of Independent Food Distributors Australia.
We service everything that is non-retail, even prisons, airports, stadiums. So you think about, you know, everything that's been closed, it runs deep. But we're also essential service providers to aged care, health, education. But when we've lost 70% of our business with enormous fixed cost, it's very difficult to remain viable for an extended period of time.
Independent Food Distributors Australia has approached Federal Treasury and the Australian Tax Office in the hope of getting compensated for donating food to charity. For the time being, Brad Lee thinks the best they can hope for is more clarity on when restrictions could start to be eased.
Giving us a date, giving us a timestamp, something we can aim for and target to be able to at least plan around. Our industry is looking at ways and means to be able to support as many charities as they can to ensure that this food isn't dumped, it's donated, but it's a dire situation. And, you know, the last thing we want to be doing is just throwing out hundreds or thousands of tons and millions of dollars of product, which we get no compensation for, without finding a right home for it.
Sydney food wholesaler Colin Passfield is just focusing on getting his business through this lockdown and holding on to all his staff.
We learned from the first one. We had to put off several people with the first one, but this time we've tried to keep our staff on. We've got 20 families in this business. It's been difficult to be able to do that. We've got most of our people down to 1 or 2 days. We're trying to rotate them to keep them interested. We just cannot afford to lose those staff, because when it does open back up again, we need to be able to supply our customers with their stock.
At Sydney food wholesaler Colin Passfield, ending Gavin Coote's report.